Let Freedom Ring.
I heard nothing.
From Walmart and McDonald's.
Oh, are these brains? These are the brains of souls in Satan's employ. This is old Miser Madison.
Thank God Almighty. From McDonald's.
A devilishly delicious dish.
And this brain is the schoolmaster.
Al, you remember the Ichabod when we were in Amsterdam and we went to
Ichabod
there?
Whack.
But in this little sarcophagus is the brain of Dracula.
I love Walmart.
Vlad Yankum and Whackum.
Called the Impaler.
Dracula.
Riding from this to there.
No, those teeth are real, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, he will use them muscles. Stay back. Dracula is very grumpy when recently awakened and anxious to prove his worth and test his metal by sinking his teeth into interpersonal relations.
The teeth themselves can go on the attack.
They
can come out and chase you around.
The vampire does possess a mesmeric ability.
They come out at night, as the teeth do, that is. They're in a jar by Dracula's bed.
They come out and they sit there.
He's so old, withered, decrepit.
Where's my teeth?
Bon Jovi, signor.
A hideous, withered caricature.
They called him Gummy because his gums were hanging out.
Oh, those gums were extremely unsightly.
Poshimbo
Bean
comes from the Enchanted Island.
Get back in there, monkey boy.
And the Fool.
I'm trying to take notes.
They're a powerful race of Amazon women. For years has ruled
boy,
in safety and
look at that.
Women,
boy, howdy. Mama, boy,
I only wanted to go to the manly male festival.
Holy.
Please don't cut me with those avocados. I won't go to the festival. I won't miss it after all. Perhaps we can spend the night here together.
I'd like to give him a chance.
I beg your pardon. And so the giant of the mountains came back onto his kingdoms. Towering against the sky,
he's a real big dude.
Stamped across the land.
I thought he was. He's like that guy.
He really does.
How about those giants?
That would be just about the end of
it. B-5-0-5, that really gets old.
That's
a big boy.
It gets old, but it's something you can depend on. That's the world's, some of the world's oldest poetry.
It's huge.
Oh, yes, I hear the
B-5-0-5. I smell the blood of fill in the blank. But it must rhyme with fum. That's the important thing.
Be he alive or be he dead,
I'll grind his bones to make my fill in the blank.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show on KPFA.
Wow. Yo, Vagina Mountain.
With your host, Puzzling Evidence.
And Dr. Howlandall.
And Dr. Philo Drummond. Your doctors of the airwaves, ready to prescribe.
And ready to operate without warning.
And prescribe without diagnosis.
Executing intricate military maneuvers. On this
with the
beautiful spring
precision
afternoon.
Of a scalpel. Incising the
crisp December
witty witticisms right from your brain.
This music. Hey, pretty good. This should be a clear operating.
Yes, this is a circus of your dreams.
There are two of them.
Round
this
up.
One, too, which has some really
a little monkey boy.
And where do you get these
and
from?
And his friend, JoJo the Clown. JoJo, what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know. This is a new thing for me.
All right, calm down. There'll be an orchard pick speech for each and every one of you. Please, please, give me just a moment. That's right. Here's a peach for you. And
settles in with me.
How about a peach? And here's your peach for you. Have another peach.
He seems to like the peaches.
Oh, there are. Look at that. There are roaches on some of these peaches.
Peaches?
Those peaches, they're roaches on some of them.
Those are roaches.
They are.
Peach-shaped roaches.
They're roaches on these peaches.
Peach for a peach and a roach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The bass drum bump at the end.
Yes, that was
to stop playing
the
music.
Okay, what's going on with the show? Is this a circus tonight?
Is this the star grip? What did you say?
Star grip?
This is the star grip?
I'm not sure.
The show? The show is in the star?
Mino Sevi, star grip.
Call the key grip.
What did you say?
Like
call the best boy. Call somebody who...
It is something like a circus. Tightening we have JoJo the Clown. Grip.
This is?
We Zippy are? The Monkey Boy.
Are you saying that we're
like
funny?
A Thanksgiving Day Parade kind of show? Is that it?
I don't know if it's Thanksgiving Day. It's
Buzz Lightyear from Disney's Toy Story.
Some kind of a holiday that we didn't
Charlie
really
Brown
designate.
There coming up the avenue.
We're entering the era where you can get no satisfaction.
Look,
there's
like Bob.
Who's
that out there?
Hello, man. Awesome. And J.R. Bob Dobbs, beloved icon of the Church of the Subgenius.
That's a cobweb blowing
towering at least 12 stories high.
And it looks like
straining
a ghost.
On its guy ropes.
Looks like there's a ghost in the machine.
That's Casper, the friendly ghost. He's 40 feet high, made of neoprene rubber, and operated by the Psychic and Spiritualist Society.
You do that in couch.
And bringing up the rear, that's either Dumbo, the baby elephant, or... Oh, well, I...
There's a giant turkey.
Cock-a-doodle...
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Gobble, gobble, gobble. And so the Thanksgiving week out has ended.
Yes, it has, and the turkey has been dispatched and separated and
digested
gone his
and
separate ways.
Changed the way
into the
various
of all turkeys, and particularly turkeys.
The vertiginous vortex of entropy.
Since turkeys don't really live for
turkey
much
flesh
else
swirling
than
into a
man.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. Oh my God, Underdog has taken off.
Yes, that happened before. They really need to... Oh,
what is it?
Oh, not this. Oh,
the music's good.
It looks good, you say?
Music's good.
Oh, it is?
The way they dance.
Well, if you say so,
how I can make myself
1996.
It's a wholesome festival. That's what I really enjoy about it.
In a way, the best version is still the Philip Wiley one with Charles Laughton, the Island of Lost Souls.
I can just see Charles
Well, folks, they say that the St. Lawrence Seaway has never been so fizzy this year.
Now, who says that?
By the United Maritime Inoculation Organization. Yes, these people scour the seven seas for signs of stress to our biosphere. And boy, howdy, have they found a lot. Worms and eels taking each other's place in line. Jellyfish and other cilantrates also getting uppity. And the large increase of bacteria unparalleled in the history of oceanic antics.
We need to find it.
We do need to find it. Before the end of the show, we have to find it.
I'm looking right now. I'm looking under this thing. I have to sign in, though, and tell it what I'm doing. I can't actually do it until I tell it what I'm doing. I'm going to finish it. And then later on, I'm going to have to come back and compare that against the plan.
The ocean is
make sure that we did what we said we were going to do. And if we didn't, why we deviated from what we said we were going to do.
Broadcasters of your word. That's the thing I like to
And the result is
Adios,
that the acidity changes, and in a sense, the water is becoming carbonated. We're becoming a planet of ocean soda water.
There may have to be some
new Pacific flavor.
I wonder how they were there. You know.
But the calcareous creatures cannot
once
form
you commit
their shell,
to the
nor
process,
can reefs or fish scale on
the shore.
The only creatures that can remain will be bacteria and jellyfish.
What you thought you wanted to do, what you said you were going to do, and what you actually did are
nay, shall they not eat us?
Related to each other. Particularly if we budgeted for what you thought you wanted to do, and you put that on paper early on in the process. So we're going to hold you accountable to that stage. At this later stage, that way it'll be a clear cut indication as to who will be hung when the time comes around.
A sprightly little fellow bobbing
to either string up the culprit or to throw some
Mr. Seahorse Mike
some underling
Stampede
under the bus
at any time without warning
to save the rest of the
underwater
staff.
Rumble from which all creatures flee in terror.
It is an ancient
here
process that's been handed
hundreds
down
and thousands
in
of galloping, stampeding
from the
seahorses
of time. I think
across the
Templar
ocean bottom.
Back in the
sympathetic vibration
early 10th century,
water of the lower
late 10th century,
causes a resonant
one of the early ones organizations to round out this process.
Miles away,
this budgetary
subducted Hayward geosyncline
constraining
buckles
and
crumbles. All because of the little seahorses. Cities sliding into
so
the gulf.
Then that's when the cities
volcanic
were sliding
magma
into the gulf.
Bursting to the surface.
Volcanic magma.
New
was
continents
bursting
forming,
to the surface. Tectonic movement. These
new,
cities sprung up in those plates, between the plates, completely pre-built, just waiting for inhabitants
states,
to
yeah.
come down the hallway and,
exactly.
and say, hey, this is my room. I'm going to sleep over there and
laws.
Get out of here. You're
new
not.
Gods
who do you think you are to their
effect,
to their younger brothers? And they didn't care because it was their room.
But
they
yes,
were going to stay in there
so
for a
territorial.
Long, long time.
Well, yes.
Long
and so
time.
Then not only that, but psycho.
Till mom or somebody with
yes,
authority
afraid of
throws,
reality.
Throws
yeah,
them out.
I know how you feel. Well,
yeah, they may be 31 years old.
Remember my course in sex and
but,
real
you know,
estate.
Kids are staying at home
miracle.
Later these days. It's
it
because,
can keep
you know,
your
it's
child
expensive
from becoming
world
an obese refrigerator-sized
it's
monster.
Much easier to stay home and hang
yes,
out at the refrigerator
it's true.
And
today we are
Mom
raising a generation
up.
Of portly
we
Pugsleys. Childhood
keep,
obesity is no
down.
Snickering matter.
Not we. No, we're not there.
The army
somebody,
of indignant
somebody
fat
keeps
boys
doing
and
I won't point any
fat
fingers.
Boys' mothers
I won't point to
is
the
a powerful
fat boy. I mean,
political force.
The young
always
man.
To be reckoned with.
Who obviously has no problem fighting.
Today we hear much accusation. Of the food industry and other
or
possible
any other
players
time, or any other place as
causing
a
this terrible epidemic of childhood obesity. But are the food producers really to be blamed? Must their products be shunned? Is it really...
Why does it have to be child... Can it just be childish obesity?
Well, it's childhood obesity. It ruins your childhood to be as large as a refrigerator and unable to move from the spot. But the finding seems to suggest it ain't the food. It's not that they eat too many potato chips, that there are all these weird chemicals in the environment... Endocrine disruptors and strange chemical signatures are coming up
and
out of
you never
of the
know
ground.
What's going to happen
and
75 or 80 years from now.
Yes, but especially...
And, you know, you might have some kind of strange ailment 80 years, 80 or 90 or 100 years from now that you got when you were only two.
As your wife gives birth to
you're wandering down the hallway
thing,
in your little booties
mutant.
And your little... One piece outfit,
incredible
crawling on
capacity.
All fours, and there you saw that slug like bug thing in the corner, and you didn't know what it was, but you ate it anyway.
Slug like bug boy.
They come out,
but he held
this
the secret of a civilization.
Like 70 years later, and they find out that people that ate that thing are going to get
when slug like bug boy was
Alzheimer's.
70.
Exactly. Not till you're 90. When you're 90, you get it.
At 90
so it's
came the beginning of wisdom.
They finally figured out that when you're two, you shouldn't eat a slug.
And so slug-like bug boy in his way saved and served humanity to whom he was served as a delectable entree.
Yeah, it's part of a poopoo platter or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know. But he meant well, poor dear lad.
So very persuasively.
And here his soul transitions to the afterlife.
Okay, I can see that the afterlife is starting to open up. Now.
I think that's the River Styx there. I'm not sure.
We're getting a good look in through the video monitor 3 over here.
These are all the souls.
You can transfer that to the sound feed, then the listeners can enjoy... what we're
it's a
seeing.
Very dreary vista. One must assume the land of the dead is kind of a.
What's that big sign? It's on the rock over there. It looks almost like.
It's blinking, isn't it?
It looks like letters, though. It looks like a giant W.
What?
T.
It's slow.
WTF, it says on that rock over there.
Oh, yes, the World Trade Federation. Even down here in Hades, they are operating.
They're wondering. Yes, they're wondering.
The Wandering Trade Federation. What's it doing over there?
They're wondering. The Wandering Trade Federation.
Oh, that's not.
Sheep. No, someone is signaling us. That's not what it means in hell.
I did not fear my master's voice.
It's not what I think it is.
I would not be controlled.
It's a giant bucket. It's a giant.
A giant,
a giant
bucket.
Iron bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket.
Filled with chainsaws and marbles.
Why doesn't somebody do something?
We're going to have to get down in there and fix it.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Who knows what's been down there? It's all dirty.
It's all brown and looks like it's been covered with feces.
Torn and, oh, no, they're feces. This isn't even healthy. This is dangerous.
No, they can't be healthy.
We need to call the Scat Squad and have them dispose of it with the usual flamethrowers and
yes, the Scat Squad.
Density proton beam.
Take them down, man.
Scat Squad, answering all of your septic needs.
And there they are now. The Scat Squad is calling right in.
They're crawling into the tunnel of the blue bucket.
They're crawling into everybody's life.
This is the vehicle down. Catch them on fire.
Take them down. Take them down.
I know that you're the queen.
Move away from the coffee, officer. Move away from the coffee.
Problem, officer. My name is Balloon Boy. You know how I got the name, man.
I'm afraid to ask
balloons,
how you
balloons,
got the name
but
Balloon
not a gray one
I was
to
there
see.
At the birth of Balloon
Is
Boy.
Is that where
so
you were born?
All there at the,
in
no,
a balloon?
I wasn't there. Balloon I Boy was at, well, I won't tell you. It was at some genius event.
Have you ever seen a gray balloon?
Balloon Boy was?
Yeah.
Was there it the Balloon Boy or just a Balloon Boy?
The Balloon Boy.
The young Balloon Boy was at a subgenius
event?
Bouncing boy.
Outside the
boing, 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 boing.
Outside the,
outside the,
outside the,
West Texas town of El Paso.
The West Texas town of El Paso.
Love with the bouncing balloon.
So Balloon Boy and Hal.
Balloon Boy.
Got together.
Balloon Boy,
he's living
come in the house.
In El Paso.
Oh, I'm coming. Give a guy a break, will you? Quit it.
So, Ed Bertha married Henry Aldrich.
You only graduate from high school once a year.
How about that, Aunt Bertha and Henry Aldrich?
Yes, that would be a
that would be
a
great, great hookup. If we could get those two together, what kind of offspring would that produce?
Well, you know, Henry was
coming,
often involved
Mother!
In haunted houses and things like that. Perhaps the supernatural and all its wonder and mystery with Aunt Bertha's special gloss on it would be an ideal
Aunt Bertha's special sauce? Is that what you said?
Gloss. Her gloss on the supernatural.
Oh.
Because, you see, it's all of
thought
Satan
she was cooking something up in the kitchen again, and I wanted to be there because she's
a celibacy
got
stew.
Hot kitchen going on.
Oh, I think you're misunderstanding.
And when she's in the kitchen and wearing nothing but that apron, whee!
That wasn't Aunt Bertha, but there is a Robin Coomer cooking show, a nude cooking show, which you can access on the internet, of course. And
we access everything on the internet. In fact, you can listen to the show right now if you're not.
It's Robin and some
at
other
kpfa.org streaming live.
And she turns
and
around.
And you can get archives there at kpfa.org.
Anyway, we both wear aprons, so.
You can see the women wearing aprons.
We got some freak
on
them. They're attached to the show. Every show that you download.
Every
you have your choice as to which woman in an apron you'd like to share that with.
A witch woman?
Fired!
You can get fired for not listening to the show once you log on to kpfa.org. So make sure you fill out the forms correctly. When you get to kpfa.org and you access the...
Now, where can you be in life?
This, This caller is really having a hard time.
Who's yelling?
Having
such
a hard time.
Where can you be in life where you could be at 3:51 in the morning in some parts of the world and yell that loud?
Anywhere on this show. So call now and yell away. We want you to yell. Please call and yell.
Colloquially known as the rubber room.
Whoa, the rubber room.
The rubber room.
See, this music goes with this spooky, shimmery, ghostly feeling.
Oh, it's Lady Shimmery.
Lady Shimmery.
Yes, this is...
So what about your...
Famous...
Your rap top is not rapping, huh?
Oh, I never got around to doing it because, as you know, the rap top takes away from the show, does not matter.
Getting into rap.
Caller who really believes in violence, but I believe in like vegan values of like don't eat meat, always eat vegetables, only eat fruits, and always love your brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying, brothers?
Always
I'm
stop
saying
for
it,
a
man.
Red flag
I got
waving
you.
And stay on the rails
you.
No matter what.
Like, you know, nightmare.
Yeah.
Experiment.
I think you should drink. I'm kind of like into milk. I like to drink a lot of milk. Because, see, cows can replenish that milk, you know. It's not like...
So good inside your own soul.
Yeah.
You're just good. And you're not really affected by gravity like the rest of us.
No, gravity doesn't affect you. Yeah, gravity doesn't affect you as much then, and you don't age as fast. You age, like, really, really slow for the first 40, 50 years. And then once you hit, like, 57, you start aging really, really fast. And then you get up to about, like, 61, and you start slowing down again. And then you start aging really, really slow for, like, about a month. And then for the next 12 or 15 months, you age at a fairly moderate rate. Then after that, like, once you get to about the 3-year mark,
alrighty,
after 61, you're like 64, and then you get to be, you're aging at a fairly rapid rate. And that's really the way it goes from that point on. So once you factor that in,
it
makes it like, at some points, you're going to be like, 1.5 hours for every 45 minutes you age.
1.5
and then another
hours?
Time,
is that at light speed or what?
It's a double... it's at light speed, but that's spelled L-I-T-E. Light speed.
Give me a double, double.
It's not the same as the speed of light. L-I-T-H-T. We just go at light speed. It's a slackful speed. It's a pace that everybody can maintain without having to breathe too hard. It's not an aerobic pace.
It's a strolling pace.
It's a strolling. It's a moderately enlightening pace.
Yeah.
It's one that frees your mind as well as your various other parts.
Uh-huh. So that's how it's done.
Yeah, it's a real simple formula that's been handed down from father to son, to mother to daughter, to father to daughter, to son to mother, to father to son, to mother.
And to the generations.
And it seems like it's really incestuous, but it's really not. It's just a real pleasant family kind of thing. It doesn't involve all members of the family at the same time, but in various combinations. Yeah, in various combinations, but only as two people at a time.
What's up, Philo?
What's up?
It's Governor Rocknor.
Rocknor.
How many people we got in our Facebook group now?
How many?
Hey, 226.
Wow. For elect Harry S. Robbins?
Hey, I'm one of them.
Hey, you know what? I tiny URL'd it the other day.
Wow.
tinyurl.com.
As long as it's tiny.
Yeah. You know, they let you reach your campaign there.
Tiny URL. Yes, it is a campaign.
Well, you know, Dr. Hal, is Dr. Hal actually involved in this campaign?
I hope so.
Well, we're drafting him after all.
Uh-huh. I understand that this drafting process is one that goes a long ways.
Hey, I completely support you there, Doc.
Yeah.
Well, that's very heartening.
Well,
not only him, but apparently... At least some number less than 220 would do that.
Yeah, so So how do I get the word out about, I mean, how serious are you about running for Congress here?
Not very serious.
It's a write-in campaign.
Oh.
Yeah. You're just supposed to write him in.
Donations.
Yeah.
But then again, we don't...
Yes, you ride into town on a white horse.
Yeah, as long as you're not being ridden out on a rail, dear friend.
Yes, I know. Yes. That is a concomitant problem, which needs
now,
to be
if
studied.
And when, doctor...
We'll appoint a study group.
And when, if and when Harry Robbins gets elected, Puzzling Evidence and I will be part of the cabinet.
Right on.
Yes, I make no campaign.
Hey, Dr. Helen, you want to be interviewed on another radio station?
Because until recently,
see, we've got the dirt on Dr. Howe, and we can dish that dirt whenever we need to.
Slightest hope of being elected.
We'll make sure that the right parties know what the dirt is and where it's buried.
Where all the bodies
what color
are
the dirt is, and what, how deep the dirt is, and what's under the dirt,
march on Washington,
and what
D.C.
has processed the, through the dirt,
that beautiful spring
in Dr. Howe's backyard, because we know all that stuff, and we're going
to
be able to have it as collateral, so to speak, as collateral for our cabinet posts. Dr. Howe does get elected.
Well,
and when he does, you can rest assured, Puzzling Evidence and I, Dr. Philo Drummond, will be there to guide him.
From the rock-bound coast of Maine.
With a rock solid.
To the sunny shores of California.
Column that can't be defeated. From that point on, we will dominate.
Solid South New England United Group.
And then we will all be there, taking power, assuming our head of state role.
You know, you guys Dr. are like really...
Now, my health care bill will be impossible
to... I'm trying
to
understand where you're coming from, but, you know, when I think about my own life, I think I'm like, only in like, you know, I got like 20 years to 64 or something, but I'm like really freaked out now because the way you guys talk about it, and... I just think, God.
Well, I got to tell you, I can see that you are very, I can see and hear that you're very well aware of this, and it's a good that you understand this at an early age, because that way you can spread that misery over a longer time period.
That's exactly right. My middle age is
now.
Misery.
Let's see if we can.
That makes your incremental misery index smaller relative to the base, though.
You know, well,
smaller but clear.
It is not that thing. It's not a circus rotisserie. It is a function of misery.
Missouri or misera? That's what you got to decide. Which way you're going to pronounce it. Once you decide, then...
I would say misera, because it's like collective, you know?
Uh-huh.
Really feel like you guys don't really understand the language, and I'm really hurt now.
Well, no, we do understand it, and that's why we've imparted this to you.
And that's why it hurts.
Now that you've become enlightened, you should pat yourself on the back and...
Because you're part of the circus now.
If you're still feeling gloomy, then it's got to be something else.
It's got to be the problem.
It's got to be something else that's wrong with you.
The clowns on trampolines, the tangoing elephants.
See, you can't have fun listening to the show.
Madame Lazanga and her trained chihuahuas taking the center ring. What a popular animal act.
Yes, we don't bring any solution to the mix. So we're simply providing the oil, the lubricant on how to
that was,
ease your own demons out of your skull.
Performing Way Down in Dixie with the talented, trained miniature dog troupe.
Probably a lot of people are asking right now.
Look at them go.
What is this religion they speak of?
This religion,
doggone
this,
it, this they're all subgenuses.
Dr. Howe is not running yet.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
With what, my dear friend?
A ghost-like thing on the camera, and we're wanting to know what's going on with that.
It's no ghost. It's like a sun dog, a wind devil.
Some people think it has to do with a
moisture
spider's
demon.
Web. Is it a spider's web?
Well, ultimately, it always comes down to that scurrying arachnid, terrifying spider, nature's trump card. But we need not fear its scuttling harassment.
Yes, it's true. A peace is possible to be made even with the major types of arachnids.
My religion is strained.
How did that happen, my friend?
Well,
perhaps you need my course in success in sex and real estate.
I think you set your expectation level at a level higher than what the available resources could provide.
Remember not to judge yourself by the standards of others.
Don't put your happiness in another man's pocket.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, either.
Don't paddle downstream with a river that's full of crapatola, if you know what I mean.
But paddle your own canoe. Be self-sufficient. And an outboard motor never hurt anyone except all the life in the river. I used to wonder the outboard, you'd always see that sheen of colored oil on the surface of the water near it, because they leak gas and oil like anything.
Yeah, into the river and water. And they're out there fishing for fish in that water, too.
Which are becoming hideous mutants. Mutants!
Yeah, but we remember the 60s, man?
Yeah.
The 70s or whatever this was?
This was Boston, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
My hand is
more than a feeling.
More than a feeling.
I don't know what
this show is. The MIDI version. This show
okay,
is
everybody.
More than a feeling.
Time to get
more
in the
than
central
a
circle
thing that you
groping ring.
End of your
I'm going to meet everyone personally.
Feel it. It's more than
on a very basic level. Yeah.
It's more than what it feels like to have that groomy hand. Of,
it's more than radio.
Welcome to the radio love-in.
It lets everybody sing on it.
It works for Frank Moore. Now we're trying it.
94.1, 89.2. 90.1.
This is no way to solve problems.
I know, I'm just avoiding my problems here on the show.
Oh, really?
Riding through the universe.
Do you feel tired?
Really?
Run down? Bored with your life?
Flying high above Berkeley?
Decision.
Another 43 minutes before we have to land.
Yeah.
11 minutes of
this is the best part of the show.
Maybe you'd like a tall,
this is
cool,
when the,
refreshing glass.
When the callers start calling in and singing it.
Foaming
into the phone.
Orange soda.
That's your cue, caller.
Sing away.
I'm playing the cheering you're supposed to be singing.
Such a cheer it was.
The cheese.
What cheer, eh? And the cheese stands alone.
I guess he was singing, anyway.
That was the Neo-American Church. Art clips with the Chief Boohoo back in the days of the Neo-American Church. You must remember them, Philo.
Yes, I do remember those. Yeah. They were into cheese, right?
They were, yes. For a limited time.
Different types of cheese, but mostly the kinds of cheese that occur naturally.
Well, the world of cheese goes back to some misty, primitive, prehistoric encounter of early man with milk carried in a sheep's stomach, which contained that mystery substance, rennet, which is still necessary today to create cheese.
Mm-hmm.
All cheese has to be created with the guts of a sheep.
Even cow cheese.
Even in giant factories. This is the procedure. Ah, the world of cheese. It's mystery. It's magic.
Uncle Baba were there.
Sing it, Mama.
Cheesesius of Sargon in 72 BC created the first league of dairy-producing swineherds in Boeotia and in the Peloponnesian area.
That
shortly after this, they forced the Dardanelles.
It's 37 degrees outside.
After that,
in Martinez.
Michael Pepe.
In this deep, dark night,
1983.
Michael Pepe, did you try the special emollument which I transferred to you to your hands this evening?
Area code.
Hey, Dr. Howell, you know, I've been annoying you on this show for 26 years now.
Annoying?
Okay, enlightening then.
Hello? Hello? We're doing a show.
Maybe not supporting.
The Lord in his wisdom made the fly.
Anyway,
what have you been doing this to Dr. Howe for so many years for?
I just can't stand it anymore.
Consider him to be one of my great inspirations as a subgenius minister.
Yes, after taking all 72 volumes of my course in success in sex and real estate, Beppo is one of our most successful graduates.
Another story,
Dr. Howell's school.
He's pushing me down the stairs every night.
Yeah.
It's part of our Young Rutabagas program.
It's part of our spirited...
We toughen you up
our spirited,
by fall down the stairs every other night. It
camaraderie,
helps
our,
you in the long run.
We're like comrades in arms, and every now and then we have to beat up on each other with our arms.
It's not any fancy liberal arts college.
Yeah, but what if he is Michael Pepe? It changes everything.
Community college. It
alters the reality of the world.
The college you need to be concerned with is what we call the College of Hard Knocks.
If he's Michael,
and
take
that's
a
when
shower.
You go falling down the stairs.
Hey, cut off the water.
To take a shower.
I know. I want
until they cut off the water.
Like, are there any devivals or anything going on the West Coast thing?
I don't. I would ask you that. Are you putting that one on?
Yeah.
Here, hold on just a minute.
Don't you put one on if you want
about them?
You should put one on and we'll come to it.
Look at the phone. Everything's lighting up like a
devival is. If you here it
is. If you build it, they will come.
This is some kind of maniacs association. These are all idiots.
That's the way the devival business works around here.
Yeah, this isn't the devival. This is
how I've got their money.
Oh, well, there is that.
They will come.
Bob.
In fact, we went to a devival in Portland recently.
Boy, did they eat up that Bob stuff hook, line,
every
and sinker.
Every single time.
Every time.
So I guess we also got to go through their cars in the parking garage.
But yeah, we went through their cars. We went through their pants. Mm-hmm. We went through their pockets. And we found
the
receipts.
Medical and dental.
And we found the...
The credit cards, yeah.
The moolah. The check.
This one looks good.
The check. How do you put it together?
How do we get a hold of it together?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Are you a genius or not?
You could... The way it happened the last time, I remember somebody built a website, and then they started...
That was Charlotte.
Organizing them, and, okay. You know, somebody does that, and then they need content,
like,
and we're the content. We are the content providers.
But we can never be content.
It's free meals on the air.
Oh,
here,
that's very
some
useful,
for you.
But I want to get you guys on stage. Have you rant and raved before the masses like we did back...
The old days.
And who collects
the old days?
Who collects the house? Who gets
the
tape?
I was just looking at you carrying that M16 around the at the Stone show.
I eat them pills for Bob.
I have video of you carrying that rifle around in the audience.
Yeah,
we have detailed
files.
That was fun stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't you get busted out on Broadway at some point?
Busted on Broadway.
Blue Suits wanted to know if the rifle was real or not.
I'll show you how to. Deal with
it. It's 30 degrees in Portland.
Hey, Flatfoot, why didn't you stop hassling this righteous dude?
I'm breathing radio air. I don't care.
Hey, let me have a hit of that radio air.
Radio larynx.
It's filling the room.
Algae.
Yeah, it's nice that you just opened the valve.
That's what the visitor who was there in the 420
of adorable, lovable lives.
Who's listening right now?
In your home.
Install six or ten things in a sealed room. And you will just be always breathing.
Pretty damn funny.
You'll gasp in delight as your armada of lovable live sea monkeys
that would
performs
be funny, funny, funny.
Incredible tricks and antics which will keep you laughing.
How do they make that
until
gas?
You can hardly stand up for hour after hour.
Does nitrous oxide occur naturally?
Papa Sea Monkey wears a little crown with tiny prongs, while his wife an apron and children romp.
Yeah.
This is just what you'll receive when you send in for your hundreds of lovable live sea monkeys.
Just this? Just
that's it.
Well, that's it. That's all you get for your $6.99.
These little sea monkeys are two-dimensional. They're just little blobs of plastic.
No, they're not. They're live. They're delightful lovers.
What about another radio station?
Like a fire engine. Yeah. It's at 880 troops.
94.1.
1,100.
I feel sick like you're one of
3,000 aircraft carriers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Where's the bathroom?
And then the worst one, the worst insult was the big thing that was supposed to be the battle area.
Sometimes it's Bob. You just never know.
You guys okay?
And this can't be happening. To have somebody come on down there. Let me talk to him on the air.
Got to stay conscious. Must
not all that
reach
far away from you.
Switch.
Everybody wants to come on down.
Come on down.
To him on the air.
Well, and
we let somebody do that a while back, didn't we?
Come down there and visit y'all on the air.
Yeah, we let somebody do that a while back.
Certainly.
It's been years since I've been in that station.
Well, it might have changed, dear. You might not recognize the old place.
Which reminds me.
You can
what's happened
visit the
to stay.
Living room or the dying room. Oh, never you mind about him.
He's gone to
Ivan Stang's
from the church.
Still got plenty of fire and vinegar.
He lives in Stang Heaven now.
He's in Stang Heaven.
Yep. He has passed on to a higher state of consciousness.
He doesn't need Bobby.
But beware, he sees you at every moment of your life and understands when you transgress into the morass and sucking swamp of doctrinal error.
Your church.
The fires of retribution hover only inches away.
Oh, no. Is that what I have to live in terror of? Is fire?
Last kiss drops round dawn.
This person.
Time just examine the mouth of these disgusting looking goblins.
Bob, don't ever change.
The comfort room we meet. The sofa is worn, the curtains tattered, the turning on. Time we left on.
Is that in the Bobley Hotel?
Yeah, don't tell me to stay. It's really reality here.
So you can heat up ammonium nitrate, which is unfortunately a fairly unstable element molecule. And that is how you can distill the gas that comes from that process.
Ammonium nitrate.
Nitrous oxide.
Ammonium nitrate.
It's a fairly easy process. It's just dangerous.
Thursday afternoon.
Moo hoo hoo ha ha.
Yeah, because I know this is right.
Meet me there.
If you follow the rules, as all chemists should do, you will have no trouble.
If they think I'm going to clean this up, they've got another thing coming.
You need about 10 grams of that stuff there, Dr. Howe.
Look at this mess. Just look at it.
Well, you didn't. You got the chemicals. You have to build the test tube rack and everything.
I can't eat kibble.
It's not a kibble process. But here, try this. These dog biscuits.
This looks good. As long as I don't bust my teeth on these, they look good enough to eat.
You soak the dog biscuits in coffee. For a little while.
Biscuits and coffee, yeah. A man could get used to this.
We only got about 11 minutes on the planet's surface. So.
Oh, really?
Roly poly. Daddy's little fat.
Oh, that's
Daddy's gonna
that's
be
a shame.
A man someday.
All we got.
Then Huffington.
There you go. And.
So, pour water into the trough to a level just above the shelf. Also fill the collecting bottle to the brim with water. Cover its mouth temporarily with a piece of cardboard and invert it into the shelf. Since nitrous oxide is fairly soluble in cold water, use water as hot as possible in the trough and bottle. Place a large beaker of cold water near the apparatus. The end of the last test tube may be immersed in this if the reaction should become a little too rapid.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful with this. This isn't good. But if you're a good chemist, you can make this happen with no problem. It's been done for 150 years.
Wait, don't put your thumb there.
All right, I won't. Thank you. I won't.
No. Wait.
When you're all set, begin production of the gas. Oh, slow down there. My
smoke the gas.
The ammonium nitrate with an alcohol lamp or with a flame or a Bunsen burner turned low. Keep the lamp and burner in your hand and move the flame constantly to a stream to heat. Give all your attention to the job. Try harder. Really, try really, really hard. Don't fool around with this. Just try really hard. If you can't, if you're not willing to put the time and effort into it, then just get out of the laboratory.
Laboratory, yeah, that's where you make that.
And now,
at first, the nitrate melts slowly.
Discoveries further heating causes
it to break down into a mixture of nitrous oxide and water.
Please use
a hard vapor.
Try to make friends with a
mixed pipe. Do not try these spider-related experiments at your own home. These should be performed under laboratory conditions and strict scientific supervision.
Don't let them exceed 1 or 2 a second.
Digitor lamps. Bubbles.
1 or 2 a second is enough.
So the whole thing makes me laugh.
If you do more than 1 or 2 a second, you're going to burn your ass.
Spider Week?
Yes.
Bagheera Kiplingi, unusual new species.
Sure that it is cooled to room temperature.
Turns out
when
to
the jar is full of gas,
the world's wimpiest spider
immediately disconnects the delivery tube to prevent water from being
It's not only completely harmless, but it doesn't even eat
cardboard
meat.
It is the mouth of the jar.
Only known vegetarian spider, the Bagheera Kiplingi. It crawls on flowers and sips the dew, and it's a total wimp that lets the entire spider side down. But as if to make up for this distressing discovery, a large and fierce garden spider was discovered in Africa, which would be a formidable opponent to any arachnophobe.
May easily become.
It's great for that old exploding spider.
This huge spider of black, white, and red.
Watch your bird.
Crouches in the middle of an enormous web stretching between trees.
Stretching from corner to corner of the room. Trapping those lodge members like there are so many. Okay, I'll cut off here. I'll let you guys carry on. Sorry about that.
Don't worry. Those lodge members are all fully accredited. Thanks to going the distance as they studied with us. Through the long years, we taught them everything we knew.
What is it? Kill it.
It's a squirming, multi-legged arthropod of some kind.
Slimy thing.
But you know, to him, maybe you're the monster. Did you ever think about that?
I don't care about what he thinks. He's not thinking.
Wonder what he's thinking about me.
He's not that thing, that slug-like bug down there that's looking up at us. He's not thinking about us. Except how bad he wants to kill us. He's thinking,
I wish he were, I was larger. I wish I was as big as them. I'd kill them so fast.
So you're saying you want the terrorists to win? Is that what you're saying?
I'd jump up and down on them with my minty, many tentacles. My slimy,
tentacles now.
My slimy,
now it
multi-
has tentacles.
Faceted leg-like
totally morphing
pods.
Monstrosity.
I'd flagellate them with my flagella.
Uh-oh. Somebody call the vice squad.
He's flagellating again.
Ah.
Did you ever get bit by a dead bee?
Yes, I think I did. I got...
Really?
Stung by a dead
stung,
bee.
Yes. Well, that, of course, is the correct way to put it, but... So it really did happen. Well, dog my cat.
I don't know if the bee was in the throat, if the bee was dying as it stung me. Because I've heard that too, that a bee will try, once it's suffered trauma, it will try to sting whatever is around it. And it will even sting another bee.
Yes, it's true. There's no honor among bees at such a time. But that's because to sting is to commit to an ordinary worker bee, since the entire stinging apparatus is ripped out of the bee's body, which causes the death of the stinger. Stinging bee, that is to say.
So it could be just like, you know, Pancho Villa, you know, shooting out as he's falling back or going, "They'll never get me, Kappa!"
Well, I suspect that whatever inspires the bee to sting in the first place is still operating, which is why it continues to attempt to sting. Because it stings in the beginning in response to a chemical signal or tropism.
Yeah, that article I was reading about making nitrous oxide appeared in Modern Mechanics, 1949, June 1949.
Well, they've been making that stuff for a long time.
Yeah, 150 years.
And some are just wonderful vintage.
It was great back, you know, teenagers who were chemists back in those days that got Modern Mechanics, Yesterday's Tomorrow, Today.
Yeah, those teenagers really knew their onions.
Tomorrow's yesterday. Just remember, today is tomorrow's yesterday.
Now, is this the Lumberton, Colorado?
Tomorrow, I'll think about how yesterday was so cool.
Yeah, and it'll never be like that again.
Never, ever.
You can look forward to thinking about that tomorrow.
I can
don't even
forward.
Think about what's happening now.
Look
just
backward.
Think about what it's going to be like tomorrow when you look back on today and think how cool today was.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Now, don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Man, it's if you don't stop thinking about tomorrow, then when you get there, you'll be thinking, man, I wish I could remember what happened yesterday.
Now, don't start, all right?
Tomorrow.
Just
know it was so much better than right now.
Yeah, yesterday's always better than now. But just remember, you're never going to be able to utilize yesterday to the fullest extent.
Have a better one, dude.
Than you can today. But since today you're going to be thinking about tomorrow, you're not going to really remember what you did until tomorrow.
Huh?
Are you locked out of your apartment?
What?
Perhaps we
if
could.
Well, if you're thinking about tomorrow when you leave the house, you won't remember to take your keys with you, will you?
No.
Why not?
Or your glasses, or your phone.
What kind of tomorrow
or your
do you
billfold,
live in, man?
I think you're due.
Or your
tomorrow,
money.
You don't need your keys you're tomorrow. Due. You don't need your glasses
and
tomorrow.
And generally, you don't remember that stuff until after you've already gone, like,
it'll
6 or 8 miles from the house.
Another reality.
Yeah, you start in your car without your keys, and you're just zooming along the highway, and you think, "Oh no, I don't have my keys." Crash!
I forgot my car. Where's
your car? And you zoom along the highway, and you can't figure out why you can't see, and you realize you left your glasses at home. You
realize you're still in bed trying to drive the car.
I can't see. I left my teeth at home too.
That's for that youngster out there who's really just now entering.
And
the problem is,
at the age of 22, he's entering mental age.
Mental age.
Stay in the present. Always the present.
Okay.
Stay in the present.
Take a deep breath and turn the music up.
It's all the constant now. As you know, if you really study, you would realize that. Mental age.
That's all time is for, is just to separate now into different sections.
Is there a quiz or something?
That's what time does, right?
Oh, yeah? Why?
It just separates now into different sections.
Whoa, don't do that. Just missed 6 sections.
Well,
I got a bad sector.
I got 24 frames per second in my section.
As long as you have that, then you're
I don't
floating.
Know why, but I feel like it's got enough history that must be right. I think in the film world it actually did. It was the least they could do.
There are other things like IMAX, I think, is 72 frames per second. And there are others.
It's bigger.
There are other ones that have far more advanced delivery.
And stop motion photography, remember that? It's like 350,000 frames per second.
Per shot, 9 seconds.
Stop motion is 24, but in the silent era, when projectors ran slower, there were fewer frames.
Because we're talking about film, so that.
How about those cameras that take like 30 million pictures per second?
And they're the size of a car.
They're the size of a car.
And
they
National
orbit
Geographic
the
talks you into going up on the mountain with one after years of saying no.
And
because what you'll
do
is you'll go rescue all the NIMBYs that are running around. And sure enough, you don't even get to shoot your movie because you have to go rescue 60 people trapped on the Everest.
That's terrible. Why can't they get Steven Seagal?
Why can't they do that themselves?
And I think on some of those things in the film, like the last 20 feet is just ripped to shreds. It's going through the camera so fast that it goes boom.
Yes, that happened in a number of movies.
Did get their IMAX movie.
Isn't the digital video have some weird interpolation kind of...
Yeah. No, these guys are not even aware of what has to happen between the discussion of 24 frames a second and, like, broadcasting something.
Uh-huh.
It goes through so many machines and so many devices.
Yeah.
Did they have to eat
one of the crew to survive?
It doesn't matter.
We didn't survive. This show ended at 5 a.m. and we didn't survive.
Each crew member ate the other crew member.
Yeah, in, like, the last 30 seconds of the show.
That's why
the
sad
like the worm that eats itself, the worm Ouroboros.
Foot in your mouth, and Hal has your foot in his mouth.
Shows like that,
exactly.
Hal's got my foot in his mouth.
And it just goes in a circle. We've each got somebody's feet in somebody else's mouth.
I am the mate and the captain bold and the crew of the Nancy Brig.
I'm
the bosun's mate and the midship mate and the crew of the captain's gig.
Look at this, he's picking up jobs.
He's got a gig. He's got a gig with his old bandmates.
No, the reason he was all those things is he ate them all when they were stranded at sea.
That was his excuse.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I can't talk about cannibalism right now.
No, I don't think so.
Can't either. It's against the...
I have a customer.
We're going to cut that part out of the show. If you've got a customer, you should quit listening to the show until the customer gets in the car. And then you should turn it up real loud and drive real fast.
We have to play the nice music until the customer goes away. Hi, customer. We can see you in the cab.
Don't trust this driver. He's going to drive real fast and scare you.
Unaccustomed as I am.
This driver is going to scare you to death. You're going to dig it, though, and you'll probably give him a bigger tip because he's so cool to ride with. He's going to be playing this music,
and
you're going to sit in the back, and you're going to go, man, this is what it's like to be in San Francisco.
4:30 in the morning.
Sorry, I missed Black Dynamite. That would have been fun. I'll have to wait till it comes around.
Ask him to take you by that special club. And when you get there, ask him for that secret sauce.
For special needs individuals.
If only he can provide. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Baby.
Also, at this time, I'd like to thank the janitorial staff, without whom I never would have been able to clean up the waste baskets and the incident.
I was going to comment on that myself. I haven't seen waste baskets this clean, and they look something like somebody has actually polished the inside. They polished the inside of the waste basket. That voice was just threw me away. Blew me away. I couldn't really even understand what was going on.
Quantum feed and giddy cunning.
That change of ways.
Melting
baby.
Voice through mazes running. Untwisting all the chains that tie the hidden soul of family. Yes, we hope you've enjoyed our award-winning, hard-hitting program, Punching Below the Belt. More subject. Now everybody will go pick up our paychecks, and then we're going to meet here for the after party.
I like the way that guy goes.
We're going to roast Frankfurters? Is that the deal?
I think so.
Yeah.
We already roasted them. We're going to actually re-roast them.
How do you mean?
They've already been cooked, and so we're just going to cook them again. A little more, a little harder, a little longer.
Doesn't sound too much fun. I was hoping we would be cooking.
It's a way to get all the fatty tissues out.
But that's the good part.
Yep. And then then we wrap up the good part here and...
What are you doing with that?
Mail it off to the needy children.
No, we could use that.
Samoa.
Samoans get it.
Hey, we're going to be on the show in a minute, right? Now, this is rehearsal part.
Yeah.
This part where we just rehearse.
Yeah, this isn't an
open mic, but let's get this other part down.
Yeah, let's study this part that we have to remember, and because we're going to have to say it over and over again a lot in the next few weeks and in the next few minutes and make it sound like we believe it. So we got to have this level of sincerity in our voice. Tones so that we because otherwise people let's have something to eat first. She tricks me out, man. You give them a little food and they just and that laughing gas and they just go.
Bobbies, they're all the same.
Bobbies, that's like that one guy. You want to come to the show and then you want to sit around and laugh at us. I don't understand
it. Laugh, it's like.
The church always gets broken out as hell does the last poem.
Yes, I don't really understand
in
why.
In the back
it has
of the poem,
have...
you hear this.
You can hear it. It picks up on the microphone, so it's very distracting.
Yeah.
Why does it pick up on the microphone?
Because it's right there by the microphone.
Aren't taking the care they should.
But why?
They're just
I should it though.
Grounded in reality.
Or they don't care, or they do it on purpose. Either way, it continues to happen. Would you hold hands with a lobster?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if they had the glove on, if they were wearing their glove, I would hold hands with them. On the show, right now.
On the show, yes.
Yes, on the show. That's my condition. Gloves and a show. Any show will do, not just this show, but the show would be good, since this show and the show are the same show for now.
The same old, same
old. Listen. There's something ticking.
Oh, that's the ticking noise bomb. Time bomb.
Actually, in the book for my new camera, it says camera make under the troubleshooting guide. It says camera makes clicking noises.
While you're troubleshooting your guide.
Yes, that's one of the problems that might arise.
Now, do you try to duplicate these error conditions so that you can?
Noises in the tiny, light, little, easy to drop cameras.
Very strange, very strange. That they would indicate that at some time you may actually hear these sounds. These creepy, creepy, strange clicking sounds. Now, think about this, Buzz Lightyear. What if you were in bed at night and it was really nice and you were really cozy and suddenly you heard this clicking sound coming from the other room? And it would be so scary you wouldn't want to get out of your bed. Because you knew that there was, like, the clicking beast was going to be in the other room. And as you would approach, the clicking would get louder and louder. And what he was doing, he was, like, sharpening his giant fingernails that he was going to use to eviscerate you with as you got into the other room. And he got closer and closer, and the clicking grew louder and louder. And then when you turned the corner... He was gone.
This is so confusing. I don't understand. Whew. I thought I was...
Oh, now I get it.
Magnum.
Now I get it.
A whole Megillo.
It's just the show.
Well, that settles that. And now I think we should try to hunt down some of these new slime mold beetles named for Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. Agathidium bushi is known from southern Ohio, North Carolina, and Virginia. Agathidium rumsfeldi is known from Oaxaca and Hidalgo in Mexico. And Agathidium cheney is known from Chiapas, Mexico. So meet the beetles.
This is the Nya Nya song.
Aren't we above all that?
Yes, we are. That's why we're looking down upon the Nyan Nyan song from our lofty perch here on the show. Looking down onto Berkeley and the Empires. And, of course, by extension, all of Northern and Central California.
Yep, a well-placed camera flow will stop that camera's fucking noises. All kinds of noises. In fact, any noise in that camera will collapse.
A well-placed hammer blow?
A well-placed hammer blow.
MC Hammer?
MC Hammer Camel or the camera?
MC Camel Hammer.
What?
MC Camel Hammer.
MC Camel with a hammer. I don't think they're going to like it too much. Yeah, I have to go
there.
Is that the tiny violin playing again?
Yeah. Hey, did we run your rider out of the car? Did we scare him?
He thought you guys were very odd.
He did?
I tried to explain to him.
What do you think about us saying that you were a crazy driver and that he better watch out?
Well, I turned it down before that.
Oh, that was good. That's good.
I knew you guys would think to do that.
We were going to do that. We did say that. We said that he was going to have a good time, but he better buckle his seatbelt because you were going to drive real fast.
Quite a primer on how it would be, what it was going to be like every second in your car.
Yeah.
The radio would have been talking to him. He would have given you like a $300,000.
We were going to tell him, don't be scared. You will ultimately arrive safely, but you're just going to scare the crap out. You're going to try to scare the crap out of him.
Yeah, you may lose a couple of digits.
You may have exploding bowel syndrome in the back seat.
And we did
imagine
the tip another
way. Tragically,
it won't be
stressing,
induced by enterobic bacteria or amoebas or anything like that.
Right. Yeah.
It will only be done through fear and
psychological. Is that
psychological,
what you're saying?
Explosive
psychological
bacteria.
Psychologique.
Nostril congestion.
Well, dog, my
nasal congestion.
So it was in the head,
yes,
all the time.
Nasal interruption. Nasitis interruptus.
Join the nasal reserve.
Cutting of the elementary. Or crazy bowel syndrome. Crazy Bowel.
Yeah, they called him Chief Crazy Bowel.
But there was room for doubt. At times he had a very crazy bowel like way of
They kept saying,
up.
Come on out, Crazy Bowel. He just wouldn't come out of the tent.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
Chief Crazy Bowel, no move.
Well, yeah, we followed that line of logic to the end. The dirty old end.
The dirty old end. Why are the ends always dirty like that? Doesn't somebody get down here and clean these ends ever?
No one really scrubs in the corners like these.
They should polish the ends. And, you know, back when we were kids, we used to have to go down and polish the ends with a big scrub brush and a polishing brush with a little brasso on it. Didn't matter what kind of gradu was clustered to the end. We had to scrape that gradu off with our fingernails if we had to. That had to be so clean that you could actually lick it. And nobody would get grossed out and projectile vomit.
Yeah, I used to con the cat into licking it, so, yeah. Uh-oh, I have to move.
Yeah, well, cats like that stuff, you know.
Yeah,
they actually do it for the fun of it.
They like licking stuff.
Yeah.
Right,
you gotta be careful.
They're hardwired.
If you're not careful, your cat will lick things you don't want it to lick.
It can't lick addiction.
That's why humans invented clothes, because the cat would embarrassingly lick them.
You mean your cat didn't lick his addiction?
If humans can do it, so can cats. All that is necessary is willpower.
Willpower and a little concentration, and you can lick addiction too.
Concentrated willpower.
But you have to believe in yourself.
You have to believe in yourself, and you've got to.
You have to get down on your knees and understand that there's a higher power.
Get down on your knees and look up and beg, and you can lick addiction.
Just look up at the stars and say, I'm very humble.
Hi there. We're so fortunate in this universe.
I'm so lucky. to have you as my lord.
And shave her.
And shave her.
And shave her.
And then shave her.
You really shave my ass.
You have to shave the back as well. And no matter how thick and luxuriant the carpet-like growth may
have
become.
Hard to get back there. I'd like to see where it says I have to do that.
You first have to part. You got to find a part in it. You part the hair, the back hair, thusly. And you
son of a gun, look at that.
Look, it parts so evenly.
There's a little park in there.
And then there's a park and a little... Look, yes, this back hair is so deep that... Some little animal has burrowed back in here.
Ooh, get it off, get it off.
And it's built its own little park-like residence.
He was shivering over in the corner.
There's a
his
little...
tentacles quivering.
Look,
yes.
There's a charge for water in the utility.
A tiny little park bench.
Great indignation. And more than a little hatred.
A little fountain in here. This is so nice.
A little fountain.
Quivering, yeah.
If you know just this tall, quivering, like a quivering bird.
Quivering elliptical. So I delivered a great camera for that. I was training.
If we made a scouring brush with the consistency of a cat's tongue, I think that it would help our whole in trauma funk stages.
Yeah,
I like a brush with like a cat tongue brush.
I could get behind.
Brush the consistency of a cat tongue.
That's all
the capability of licking a dick might be correctly protruded as long as it's licking a clitoris.
If we just applied the sun correctly,
exactly. Maybe a little comet.
A little comet cleanser?
Yeah, a comet.
It's true. I'm
to
not
get
sure.
Back into those places, those dirty, dirty, nasty places.
Those hard-to-reach places, like Perth Amboy.
You might need a toothbrush.
Or a toothbrush.
When you're down there licking,
if not,
you should use a